Nolte, far-left New York Times paints Brian Noem as victim of evil Kristi Noem. By John Nolte on April 1, 2026. The far-left New York Times ran around South Dakota and only spoke to people who saw crossdresser Brian Noem as the poor victim of a wicked and ambitious Kristi Noem. The Times could not find a single person who blamed Brian Noem for his reckless, selfish, destructive, and adulterous behavior. Why? Well, as you'll see below, they didn't try to talk to anyone else. The Times wanted a particular headline, so it set out to get it. Here's a taste. It appears, Brian Noem has consistently been supportive of her, former state senator Ms. Turbick told the Times, adding that Mr. Noem was tolerating whatever it was Kristi Noem was doing, and yet, she would bring him there for her own benefit and then subject him to that humiliation. People know Brian as the supportive husband who worked to maintain a normal family life as Christie's profile skyrocketed, a local real estate appraiser said. It shows the price of power and fame is very high. But, Kristi invited this type of coverage by her actions at the Department of Homeland Security. But here's the kicker. While there were a few South Dakotans who told the Times they didn't believe the Brian Noem photos were real or that the whole issue was a shame, those quoted above are the only two who blamed the wife. One was a former Democrat state senator and the other is a conservationist. So the Times salted the piece with people who would tell them what they want to hear, to blame Kristi Noem. This allowed the Times to publish the only headline its readers would tolerate. In South Dakota, neighbors feel sorry for Kristi Noem's husband. So what's going on here? Well, a few things. First, the Times simply hates Kristi Noem that much, so much that there is no situation where these leftists will either offer her sympathy or portray her as a victim. She must always be the bad guy. The evildoer, even when her husband humiliates her in public with a reckless and narcissistic betrayal. Second, the far left is desperate to normalize sexual kink. This is why Democrats and the legacy media signed on with the demented trans movement. Normalizing deviance, even deviance that hurls hand grenades into the middle of a family with three kids and grandchildren, is the left's goal. Destroying families is the goal. Finally, it comes down to normalizing destructive behavior while peddling it to our kids. At best, the left want our kids to be neurotic and angry because the neurotic and angry vote Democrat. At worst, the left want our kids easy to exploit for their own sexual pleasure. Here's what we know. Neither Brian nor Kristi Noem have denied that the grotesque kink photos are authentic. So assuming they are authentic and Brian Noem did do this, he is the only villain in this scenario. No one else. And no, the unconfirmed rumors that Kristi Noem might be having an extramarital affair do not get him off the hook. Even if the rumored affair is happening, Brian Noem is still the villain for one reason the Times did not have the moral intelligence to even touch on. There are kids involved here. There are two grown daughters, a 23-year-old son, and numerous grandchildren. There is no excuse to do this to your family. Yes, we might have finally come across a father worse than George Conway. While getting his freak on in the digital age, Brian Noem behaved in the most selfish and self-indulgent way imaginable with no thought about how this would shatter his marriage, his children, and his grandchildren. He refused to control himself enough to protect his family from the very real possibility this might go public. Think about this. Even though his wife is one of the most high-profile politicians in the country, even though the corporate media had declared a fatwa on her more than a decade ago, he still risked this, even going so far as not to cover his face. That makes him a lousy husband and a truly terrible father. And yes, paying to get your kink on is a form of adultery, even if no other person is physically involved. I cannot imagine discovering something like this about my father or grandfather. None of us is perfect. We all make mistakes. We all hurt people. We all have our moral failings. This isn't that. This is a man committing emotional violence against innocent family members, the very people he has a duty to protect. But because it was Kristi Noem who was humiliated, and Kristi Noem's family that has been victimized, and it involves behavior the left wants to see taught in grade schools, the New York Times sides with the villain. I'm not saying Brian Noem is beyond redemption. Hopefully, this serves as a wake-up call to get some much-needed help. Only the New York Times is beyond redemption.